Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Shagun Chopra with the world news. The headlines. U.S. Supreme Court struck down President Donald Trump's sweeping global tariffs, terms Trump's action as illegal and against federal emergency powers law. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds bilateral meetings with world leaders to enhance cooperation in various areas on the sidelines of India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi. The External Affairs Ministry says India and the United States working to finalize mutually beneficial free trade agreement as per joint statement. United States President Donald Trump sets 15 days deadline for Iran to strike nuclear deal. And more than 5,000 women and girls killed in Russia-Ukraine conflict since 2022, says United Nations. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that President Trump does not have the authority to unilaterally impose sweeping tariffs on nearly every country under a federal emergency powers law. The court termed Trump's action as illegal and against the federal emergency powers law, which could be seen as a significant blow to the president's signature economic policy. The Supreme Court ruled against Trump's tariffs in a 6-3 majority. The three liberal justices, Ketanji Brown Jackson, Elena Kagan, and Sonia Sotomayor, joined by three conservative justices, Amy Coney Barrett, Neil Gorsuch, and John Roberts, voted to strike down the tariffs. In its ruling, the U.S. Supreme Court said that Mr. Trump exceeded his authority in imposing sweeping tariffs through a law reserved for a national emergency. Earlier, the High Court rules the International Emergency Economic Powers Act does not authorize the president to impose tariffs. Supreme Court upheld a lower court ruling from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit that ruled Mr. Trump's tariffs were illegal. United States President Donald Trump today warned that Iran must make a deal over its nuclear program or be ready for consequences. Addressing a press conference, Mr. Trump also set a deadline of 10 to 15 days, drawing a threat from Tehran to retaliate against U.S. bases in the region if attacked. Amid a massive U.S. military buildup in the Middle East that has fueled fears of a wider war, Mr. Trump said negotiations with Iran to end the 10th standoff were going well, but demanded that Tehran reach a meaningful agreement on nuclear deal. Speaking about the U.S. airstrikes carried out in June, he said Iran's nuclear potential had been decimated.
Iran is a hot spot right now, and they're meeting, and they have a good relationship with the representatives of Iran, and, you know, good talks are being had. It's proven to be, over the years, not easy to make a meaningful deal. Otherwise, bad things happen. Now we may have to take it a step further, or we may not. Maybe we're going to make a deal you're going to be finding out over the next probably 10 days.
Meanwhile, Iranian and U.S. negotiators met on Tuesday, and they had agreed on guiding principles. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt said that the two sides remained apart on some issues. Norway will not join U.S. President Donald Trump's initiative, Board of Peace, an international organization for promoting peacekeeping around the world. In a statement, Norway Foreign Ministry said it has clearly communicated that the country will not become a member of the Board of Peace, and this position remains firm. The statement came after U.S. President has claimed that Norway will host a board event. Norway is among several European countries, including France, Germany, Britain, that have stayed out of the board, which Mr. Trump formally launched on 22nd of January during the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a bilateral meeting with Hereditary Prince of Liechtenstein, Prince Alois, in New Delhi on the sidelines of the India AI Impact Summit 2026. The External Affairs Ministry said that during the meeting, both the leaders reviewed bilateral cooperation in various areas. The Prime Minister also held a bilateral meeting with President of the Slovak Republic, Peter Pellegrini, on the sidelines of the summit. They reviewed the entire spectrum of bilateral relations and discussed ways to enhance cooperation in areas including trade and investment, digital technologies, defense, space, energy, culture, and people-to-people linkages. Prime Minister Modi also held a bilateral meeting with Sri Lankan President Anura Kumar Dissanayake on the sidelines of the summit. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said they discussed avenues of cooperation in areas such as energy, connectivity, infrastructure, healthcare, skilling, culture, blue economy and more. The Prime Minister also held a bilateral meeting with Prime Minister of Mauritius, Dr. Naveen Chandra Ramgoolam, on the sidelines of the summit. Both the leaders reiterated their commitment to work closely to further strengthen India-Mauritius' enhanced strategic partnership. During the meeting with United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres and Prime Minister Modi, they exchanged perspectives on UN reforms, especially giving greater voice to the Global South. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The External Affairs Ministry today said both India and the United States are working to finalize the mutually beneficial trade agreement as per the joint statement adopted recently. Addressing media in New Delhi, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that a delegation from India, led by the chief negotiator, will visit the US next week.
We had adopted the joint statement between the United States and India recently, and as per the joint statement, both sides are now working to finalization of the interim agreement of a mutually beneficial bilateral trade agreement. What I understand is that a delegation from our side, a team led by the chief negotiator from our side, is expected to visit the United States next week.
On Board of Peace, Mr. Jaiswal said India did attend the Board of Peace meeting in Washington, D.C. as an observer recently. He said India has also welcomed the Gaza Peace Plan initiative of U.S. President Donald Trump, as well as the efforts underway as part of Resolution 2803 of the U.N. Security Council. Replying to another query, the spokesperson reiterated that India will consider buying oil from Venezuela if it is commercially viable. The United Nations has said more than 5,000 women and girls have been killed in Ukraine since Russia launched its full-scale invasion in February 2022. Speaking at press briefing in Geneva today, head of UN Women in Geneva, Sophia Kaltorp, said that another 14,000 women and girls have been injured during the nearly two-year conflict. The figures underscore the heavy toll the war has taken on civilians, particularly women and children, as fighting continues across large parts of Ukraine. Humanitarian agencies warned that beyond the deaths and injuries, millions of women and girls face displacement, trauma, and limited access to essential services. President Draupadi Murmu today said that the existing outdated framework of the UN Security Council must be reformed to reflect contemporary geopolitical realities, and the Global South must have a greater say in decision-making. She said this during the call on of Secretary-General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, in New Delhi. During the meeting, President Murmu said that multilateralism is facing major challenges, including a widening trust deficit in this time of global uncertainties. The president emphasized that urgent reform of the UN Security Council is the key to maintaining the relevance and effectiveness of the UN. Abu Dhabi technology group G42 and AI chip maker Cerebras have announced plans to establish a national-scale AI supercomputer in India with a peak compute capacity of 8 exaflops in a project that marks a significant expansion of the country's domestic AI infrastructure. The system will be built in partnership with Mohammed bin Zayed University of Artificial Intelligence and India's Center for Development of Advanced Computing. Deputy Foreign Minister of Russia, Alexander Alimov, arrived in New Delhi today to attend the India AI Impact Summit at Bharat Mandapam. Secretary West External Affairs Ministry C.B. George received the foreign dignitary. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. U.S. Supreme Court struck down President Donald Trump's sweeping global tariffs, terms Trump's action as illegal and against federal emergency powers law. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds bilateral meetings with world leaders to enhance cooperation in various areas on the sidelines of India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi. The External Affairs Ministry says India and the United States working to finalize mutually beneficial free trade agreement as per joint statement. United States President Donald Trump sets 15 days deadline for Iran to strike nuclear deal. And more than 5,000 women and girls killed in Russia-Ukraine conflict since 2022. Says United Nations. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. Stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.